circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Good morning, Dave.
Now sitting in the anchor desk and what will be a very busy morning, updating us throughout the day about the hurricane that is about to enter Florida.
This is very serious business. I just saw a quote from the governor in Florida saying that people that have decided to wait it out, they were warned, and this is just unbelievably dangerous. So, those who did not evacuate or who took shelter properly, frankly, they may be taking their lives into their hands.
You know, I was telling Roger that there's about a half dozen people that I know that are in Florida and in various parts from Miami.
Yeah, I have been in touch with a couple people myself.
But we have one family, younger family, that is in the southern part of Florida. They said, no, we're just going to, you know, we're not exactly in a severe evacuation zone, you know, like on the coast, either the coast, but they're kind of smack in the middle, but they're far enough south. And I will tell you, they are getting bombarded on Facebook asking, why didn't you leave? They're like, well, pray for us, keep us in mind. Well, why didn't you? Like, it's wild because people are really giving them a hard time of, you know, you're putting your life at risk and your children as well.
Right. You know, it's one thing to say, well, we're going to be okay, or we're just going to ride it out. There is no way you can predict what's going to happen when the time comes.
No idea.
There's just no way.
No, and I'm watching now on CNN.
Better to be safe than sorry. I know that's a well-worn phrase, maybe a cliche, but it applies.
I'm watching Fort Lauderdale right now. We were just talking to somebody that was close to there, and a storm chaser, and you can see already the winds and the rain, and the street's starting to fill already. I mean, it's just going to happen quickly. So we'll keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And, of course, we'll...
Yeah, oh, yes, absolutely.
We'll keep them updated throughout the morning. And, of course, you know, we're going to be talking about this hurricane, of course, all day tomorrow and all over the news as well, just a couple weeks after Hurricane Harvey hit. But also tomorrow is the 16th anniversary of 9/11.
Correct, yes.
So, you know, these four coordinated terrorist attacks in New York and Washington was Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. 3,000 people dead, $10 billion in damage, and something, of course, we'll never forget.
And as you say, 16 years, there are now people that are in school, and going into high school or already in high school, that don't remember. He can't remember.
Totally true.
Have no memory of it.
Yeah, my son doesn't. He was born in 2001.
There you go.
Yeah, he has no idea. Now, I was at home. For some reason, I was a little bit behind leaving the house, and I had the Today Show on. And I remember how chilling that was because I waited about a half hour before I left the house and went to work. And it was chilling because the Today Show, the way it runs in Chicago, is it's on tape delay for an hour. And what they did was during the end of an interview, all of a sudden they went live. So you saw them sitting and then they went to another scene and it was where Matt Lauer said, we're going to be right back. And I could see it in his face that he was even a little frightened that we don't know what's going on. Everyone thought it was a commuter jet flying into one of the towers.
At first, yes.
At first.
Yeah.
But I remember the look on his face that said, okay, we're going to be right back and we're going to come live. We've got a situation happening in New York right now. And I literally put my briefcase down and sat at the edge of the bed to watch some of it. And here is some of that audio.
As Matt just mentioned, we have a breaking news story to tell you about. Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center here in New York City. It happened just a few moments ago, apparently. We have very little information available at this point in time. But on the phone, we do have Jennifer Oberstein, who apparently witnessed this event. Jennifer, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Can you please tell me what you saw and to give me any information about what's going on there?
Yes, I have to tell you, it's quite terrifying. I'm in shock right now. I came out of the subway at Bowling Green. I was heading to work in Battery Park at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and I come out, and I heard a boom, looked up, and there was a big ball of fire. I'm now looking north at the World Trade Center, and it is the left twin tower, if I'm looking north. I'm in Battery Park right now, and you can hear the fire engines and the emergency crews behind me. And it is unbelievable. When the fire first burst, it was a... Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
...in air like I've never seen before. As you know, I used to work in news. I've never seen any fire like this in the air. And the pieces of the building were flying down. It looks like... It's like the top, I can't even tell you, maybe 20 floors. Intense smoke. It's horrible. I can't even describe it.
Jennifer. Do you have any idea what kind of plane it was?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any idea what hit the World Trade Center?
What it was?
Yeah, what kind of plane? We're getting reports that an airplane hit the building.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Honestly, I was walking up. And it looked up and saw a big boom and fire. You know, I got to tell you.
So this was, no one knew what was happening, obviously, in the very beginning of all this, Dave.
And you can hear the sirens in the background, apparently close to the caller there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then here's the second one, and I remember this as well, a little bit later in the broadcast, very shortly thereafter, this woman was still talking to Matt Lauer, and the second plane hit. Let's take a listen.
Lifting in this neighborhood.
Elliot, have you, of course, because of the incident that occurred in the early 1990s, have you seen any evidence, Elliot, of people being taken out of the building? You say that emergency vehicles are there, understandably so, but, of course, the major concern is human loss. I mean, do you know if there were many people in the building?
Oh, another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision. Can you see it? I can see it on this shot.
Oh my!
Something else has just.
You know what? We just saw
like
a plane circling the building.
It is in the other building.
We just saw a plane circling the building a second ago on the shot right before that.
I think there may have been another impact. Can you tell? I just heard another very loud bang and a very large plane that might have been a DC-9 or a 747 just flew past my window, and I think it may have hit the Trade Center again.
To be honest, Elliot, I didn't get the impression that it was that big a plane.
It looked big from here.
I did see a plane go by a second ago, though, and it has now...
And, of course, this developed throughout the day, and we found out, of course, what was happening to New York City at the time. But you could just hear the frightening response of the people in the studio that were just working, cameramen and so forth, that were just in shock because... It's nothing that has ever happened, you know, before in this country, and it was quite an alarming month, really. After that,
we had made flight arrangements to fly out that weekend to visit relatives in Seattle. 9/11 happening on a Tuesday of that week, and our schedule was to fly out that following Saturday. We just barely made it, but. Had to jump through hoops in order to get a plane on that Saturday because, if you recall, Dave, the following 48 to 72 hours, there were no domestic or international flights into and out of the U.S.
When you drove around O'Hare and saw that silence, it was eerie.
Oh, yeah. And when you drove around downtown, I was downtown here late in the day. Everybody went home.
Everybody did. Yeah, and we sent our people home midday, too, because we just didn't know.
Yeah.
We just didn't know what was
right,
next.
Right.
All right. Other historical moments on some lighter notes here. 1932, the Chicago Cubs clinched the National League pennant. 1934, RCA Victor released the first 33 1/3 RPM recording. It was Beethoven's Fifth. 1949, the Lone Ranger premiered on ABC TV. First appeared in 1933 in a radio show conceived on WXYZ in Detroit, and it aired, I believe, on Mutual, which was right here on WGN radio. Milton Berle started his TV career on Texaco Star Theater. It was 1948 to 1956. It was one of the first successful examples of American television broadcasting, remembered as the show that gave Milton Berle the nickname Mr. Television. Now, true story, when there was a commercial break, the New York City water levels would fall below minimums because everyone had to use the bathroom at the same time. It's totally true. The flushes could be heard around the world. Here's just a little
bit. The flushes could be heard around the world.
Let's listen to a little bit of the original opening from 1948.
Oh, we're the men of Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico. There's nothing like this Texaco of ours. Our show tonight is powerful. We'll wow you with an hour full of howls from a shower full of stars. We're the merry Texaco men. Tonight we may be showmen. Tomorrow we'll be servicing your car.
All right, so that's a little bit of the opening, but that was very classic. And, of course, you know, that was one of the first big sponsors of a television program was Texaco Oil and Gas.
They sponsored a lot. Milton Berle, as you said, and others. You can trust your car to the man who wears the star was the slogan, the jingle.
But, of course, Milton Berle and Lucille Ball, always credited as the, really the head of the very beginnings of television that really established what we're watching today.
Yeah, there was also the Texaco Star Theater.
That's right.
That was on.
That's
yeah.
That's right. That's right. 1953, Ernie Banks becomes the first Chicago Cubs black player, first one. 1960, Chubby Checker's A Twist reaches number one. 1964, Bewitched premiered on television. I don't know if you ever heard this, but Steve Lawrence did wrote lyrics to it and released this album. Let's take a listen.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes.
I know what you're thinking. You gotta buy that, Dave, on iTunes. 1968, Richard Nixon appeared
on eBay and see what you can come up with.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
1960, Richard Nixon appeared on Laughing, and he said, "Sock it to me," if you remember that, 1968. 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show premiered. 82, the first issue of USA Today was published. 1984, The Cosby Show premiered. 1987, Walter Payton scored his NFL record 107th rushing touchdown. And here's just a little bit of Mike Ditka talking about Walter Payton.
Well, you didn't have to coach Walter. I mean, what you had to do for Walter is provide enough opportunities. You had to give him enough touches. You had to get the ball in his hand as a runner or receiver. And then he would make the other stuff happen. You know, I would be the greatest fool in the world to say, I had anything to do with his. No. Walter's greatness came from Walter. And that's what he was. He was class.
And we'll be right back.